prices. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song was Sleeper from the band Knitting off of their album Some Kind of Heaven. Before that, Velvet by Pet. I was going to say Pest. Petsit. Off of a kind of, what do you call this? Double single? Two songs they released earlier this year, All Done / Velvet. And then before that, first song of the hour was You, Avatar by the Wicked Farleys off of their Ken Theory 7-inch. And see, that makes sense to me because it has an actual title. I think it was on the last show that I recorded that I commented that that little EP, pair of singles, whatever you want to call it, from that 7-inch, there it is, from the Wicked Farleys is a favorite of mine. One that I've listened to a ton, and I lament the fact that I have not come across a ton of bands, or like current bands, playing with a sound like that. But then I realized that there are actually a handful out there doing something similar to that. I feel like I mentioned this again in the last recording, that there was a time where I thought knitting might go that direction. I feel they maybe veered a little ways away from that, but there's still parts of it there. Knitting also has released a couple of singles, I think, this year. There was one that came out just last week, I think. And they're about to go on a big European tour, so that's cool. But in terms of bands that are kind of filling in that sound, I feel like this band Pet Sit is one I'm pretty excited about for that reason. I came across them earlier this week. For me, it's a little later for the people actually listening to this, but I've listened to those two songs a ton over the last week, and I'm pretty excited about those. I was unaware of them before. Not exactly. They must have just popped up in like my Bandcamp feed or something, but I'm keeping an eye on those guys now. They're from Chicago. Sadly, not a Montreal band, but they apparently have their first album in the works, so I'm pretty excited about that. And there's also a song that I'll be playing next, so I'm going to play it. One thing is that Pet Sit more reminded me of the band Dianoga, who I think were also a Chicago band, but I might be wrong about that. Anyway, it reminded me of them, and that's another band that I quite like and then has kind of like a unique sound that I feel sort of fits in with the sound on the Ken Theory 7-inch from the Wicked Farleys, because then the other kind of challenging bit is that the Wicked Farleys never recorded anything else that sounded quite like the Ken Theory 7-inch, so it's left me in a bit of a desert when it came to that sound after I came across it. So it's cool that there's stuff like that. And now another band that kind of has that sound, and it's actually a Canadian one, but more in the middle of the continent, is Fencing. And I'm going to play a song of theirs after this track from Dianoga. But anyway, this song coming up is going to be Eating Cake, and it is going to be off of Battle Champions.
When we started, you knew it might not come back home. To the south we ride along. And there's a time, and there's a place for everything. Can't control it, just back out of the way. Finds itself with winds and grasses. Blowing dust, drying eyes, and spreading ashes. And this dirt clad living's got me down. Cause I know that we've gone too far south. It's hard to carry this much water. Getting lighter, getting lighter, getting drier. We'll be right back. saddest day that I have ever seen. It's when I kicked the dog from the house out to the rain. As he walked away, I swear I heard him crying. A thousand wrongs, I'm sorry. I wanna go home, but I can't stay. I've lost it all, I've lost it all, I've lost it all.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song was Road Test by the band Fencing off of their released as a single off of their upcoming album called Fencing Wikipedia, I think. That's supposed to release on the 15th. I guess that's next Monday. I'm looking forward to that. Before that, Eating Cake by Dianoga off of their album Battle Champions. And Dianoga falls into the category of band in my music library named after something from Star Wars. There are actually quite a few of them. They span different genres, too. There are a few, like, hardcore albums, I think. Anyway, I was saying it before when I was rambling on and on, was that I think Fencing is sort of the modern spiritual successor to the Ken Theory 7-inch from the Wicked Farleys. I feel like there's not a lot of, like, slow, brooding music in the vein of, like, stuff that they've released from their upcoming album that I find, at least throughout Canada. A little bit frustrated by the fact that these guys are in Winnipeg, so the odds of me ever getting to see them play live is pretty low. Not a lot of people, I feel, make the run all the way from there to Montreal, but people in Thunder Bay, I've said a few times on this show, have a decent chance of seeing them, and I will make a point of giving that some promo if it ever happens. But I'm really looking forward to that album. Fencing Wikipedia is the name of it, apparently, if I'm remembering correctly. But I also feel a little bit worried because they've released 4 singles from that album, I believe. And every album that I highly anticipated, I guess in particular this summer, that had a bunch of singles released in advance, even if I loved all the singles, the albums didn't actually do anything for me, which is a bit frustrating. So I have a few albums that are now just, like, on my back burner for stuff that I want to return to and revisit. But anyway, that didn't happen with an album that I'm going to play a song from later in the hour. So keep listening.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming. We'll be right back.
face and crack is 10 concentric bones. I never really noticed that. I never really noticed that. I never really, really noticed that. I never 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 really.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, and you just heard Waiting to Hear Back by Bracelet, which is the final song off of their just-released EP called I Hear Bracelet. It's terrific. Give that a listen. Before that, Garden Spies by Wombo off of Danger in Fives. And then before that, Time Changes Technique by North of America off of Elements of an Incomplete Map Part 2. Interestingly, at the time of me recording this, which is a Sunday, not the Monday or Wednesday on which you may be hearing this, or any other day if you listen to like the archive on my show page, North of America is actually playing like a 25th anniversary reunion show. I heard that either they or Rockets Red Glare played a like reunion show quite a few years back, and some guy flew all the way from Japan to go see it. Real fanatic, but it's mixed up in all of the blog stories I've heard, so maybe North of America, maybe Rockets Red Glare, but I could not make it out because it is a Sunday night and I'm a little tired and I'm doing this instead. Wombo plays next Sunday on the 14th. Let's Go Griff, playing with a band called Shower Curtain that I know nothing about, but that should be a very good show. I saw them play here earlier in the year, and they're really terrific at Sala Rosa. Like, I really, really incredible live, actually. Yeah, and Bracelet just released an EP, which was probably really the show to end the summer with, if I'm being honest. Sunforger, Taupe, and Bracelet. That show obviously sold out. I mean, it was also in Petite Ours, which is tiny, but that was like the most stacked bill of the summer. Well, yeah, honestly, the most stacked bill of the summer for me. Shallow Water and Golden Star on the same bill kind of levels with that. I mean, World's Worst was also terrific, but I feel like the level of like local anticipation that you could have for a show, I can't imagine it being higher within like the scene that I circle around in, at least. Yeah, and Bracelet released their EP. That's their first recording that they've actually put out, barring like some really rough demos a while ago that you will not be able to find anymore unless you happen to have access to my music library. But yeah, really excited to see that release. And they've really quickly become one of my favorite local bands in the last year. It was only earlier this year that I saw them for the first time, I think at the Crumper. And this show last Thursday must have been the fourth time that I saw them this year. Bracelet is great. Listen to their EP. Next up, Memory Card.
Took a step right back to the drawing board after a failed monument to you. Wrote some thinly veiled my hands so clear. I'm
Back
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song was God's Gonna Give You $1 Million by Shallow Water off of the similarly titled God's Gonna Give You $1 Million. It just came out. That's really great. Before that, Yellow Curse by Tex Petrillo off of another title track there, Yellow Curse. And then the first of the three was Let Down by Memory Card off of As the Deer. And he actually just released an EP as well, but that's not for an EP. Memory Card was a band that I listened to a ton this summer. Tex Petrillo was a musician I first came across with that album, Yellow Curse, going on 5 years now, at the same time that I came across Yalele and Clothesline from Hell. So that's like a very musically poignant, well, and also poignant for other reasons, but musically poignant as well for me, that period of time. It was actually kind of funny to see that I had only played one of the songs off that album once before on the show, none of the others. So yeah, it was nice to get one of those in, and it makes me think I should listen to that album more. Tex released, I think last year, another album that I have not given a proper listen to. It just doesn't feel like it would kind of fit with the same spirit that I had when I came across her like first album, which is like a very small and kind of strange one. But anyway, that's also on my radar. But that album from Shallow Water, this is the one that I had mentioned earlier in the show that was not spoiled by singles for me, because they did not release any singles. So the problem that I think I encountered with albums before is that the singles would almost form like an EP in and of themselves, and I'd listen to them in order, and then seeing that shattered upon listening to like the full album for the first time kind of shattered things. But not the case with God's Gonna Give You $1 Million. Shallow Water is an incredible band that made an incredible album, and to just see it kind of pop into existence all of a sudden and listen to it start to finish was a really nice experience. So give that a listen. There's going to be one more song for the hour. It's going to be from South Pacific. They're playing a show at Casa on the 13th and then in Kingston at the Mansion on the 18th. This is A Better Life Since.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country west music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to invite y'all in to join me and my furry companions, Sim Bush and Gunny, every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 as we bring you 3 hours of only the best in country and bluegrass music, also including special interviews. This is where the legends of country music and bluegrass live.
I watched it all on my radio.